and welcome to another episode of Hallmarked. I'm Kristen.
I'm Aya.
And we are up to week four of our Christmas in July month.
Stunning.
We swapped it around. I know last week we told you we were going to watch Falling for Christmas, and that's going to be next week's episode.
But there's a reason,
because we watched two movies this week.
Yeah.
To record back-to-back episodes.
Yeah.
And we couldn't end on the movie we were ending on.
You can't end on the most boring movie you've ever seen in your entire life.
We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it to you. We couldn't do it to us.
Yeah.
So Falling for Christmas will be next week. This week, however, we watched The Christmas Doctor. It's available here in Australia on Binge. And I think I am reading the smallest synopsis ever that Aya has written.
Oh, well, no, that's from IMDb. So
it's one sentence.
A traveling doctor finds love and a home at her latest assignment in Willowbrook. That's basically all you need to
that's
know.
That's all you need. That's literally all you
She's
need.
She's a traveling doctor. She moves around a bit. She gets sent on an assignment to this really small town. She falls in love. She wants to move there.
She wants to keep traveling.
Oh, she wants to keep traveling, and then she realizes she wants a home. And subplot, she has lots of flashbacks to her
army days.
So she's, yeah. And what's her name? Her name is Zoe.
Yes, Dr. Zoe.
And what's the love interest's name?
His name, I wrote it down, is, maybe I didn't write it down. I wrote it out in our,
His name is.
His name is.
Dude.
His name is Luke.
IT handyman.
IT/handyman. I'm not really sure. He did a little bit of both.
He did both. He has a tech company, but he was very handy with drains.
With being a man.
Yeah. Very handy man. Indeed.
That was like a little, I'm sure we'll get into it later. That was a little bit of my pet peeve with this movie, I guess. It was very much like you're a lady and you like to fix things. Cool.
Oh, her, yeah. I think, like, to be honest, I actually, even though it was very boring, this movie, I felt quite positive about this movie.
It was very nice.
Like, I felt like she was, like, some badass woman who was just like, I'm a doctor. I can fend for myself. I can fix things. I've been in the army.
Mm. Yes.
But I'm still very kind and compassionate and just, like, nice.
Except she didn't want to spend the holidays with her family. Which, we had to have something in the Hallmark Christmas movie trope list.
Yeah.
And that was it. Everything else, she was very good at. It was just more the response to her being that from people being like, oh, that's surprising. And I'm like, why? Why is it surprising?
Yeah. Women can't do these things.
So boring.
When was this movie made? Do you know?
It's a great question. Please hold. There's a lot of Googling happening right now. So sorry. The Christmas Doctor.
The first thing that came up, The Passion of Christ. 2020. Oh, modern.
Which I would not have. It also, on the poster, says Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which means it didn't play on the Christmas channel.
Is that what that means when it says that?
I think so.
How interesting.
But it aired on November 15th, 2020. So look at that.
There you go.
Do
you know what? I actually like that poster as well.
It's a great poster.
It's not the usual. We'll have it.
There's
on our
no red and green.
There's no red and green.
There's a lot of people on the poster, and not just two people.
Yeah.
It's a really, and it is. You were right. It's a really nice movie. It opens with a really lovely thing in that Dr. Zoe is handing out Christmas presents to children at the hospital because they're there on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or whatever day it's supposed to be. We're not really sure.
No. I think it's a couple of
Christmas
days.
Christmas time.
I think it's a couple of days before Christmas.
Yeah. Which, like, as someone who does work in a children's hospital, that is my favorite time of year. Like, being able to hand out Christmas presents during that time is, like, I will always work Christmas Eve for that reason. It's so
that's
nice.
So
I was just like straight in. I can deal with this. We did get a lot of Christmas songs back to back, and not like your traditional Christmas songs, your Hallmark.
Oh, the ones
like
where
Christmas.
Like deck the walls with, like where they had like change the words.
But yes, let's get Let's get into it. My first note is her saying day 8 of 8.
Yes.
Every
when she goes to the new town.
When she was leaving the town and when she goes to the new town, it's like the countdown has to be out loud. We can't just get like a title at the bottom of the screen.
Or she can't just like mentally say it. Or like just like screen and her like pulling a face like like, I don't know.
If you need that visual.
I can't keep doing visuals on social media. The last one was insane. But I didn't help by putting little devil emojis.
Lucky this is all on YouTube and we can figure it out. Day 8 of 8, moving on. Day 1 of 15 in New City. It just became a little bit, I don't know, not even Sex in the City. It was just a weird, like... a weird narration that we didn't quite need.
Yeah. Speaking of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I was confused by the location. Mm. She, later in the movie, I'm kind of skipping, but it was more like at the start, they showed New York skyline.
Yes.
And then random town hospital. Yeah, but then she drove and she was still in, she drove. But then she was, the next scene she was walking, but she was still in her scrubs picking up dinner. So I was like, well, where did your car go?
Yeah.
And then obviously she goes to another town, which must be near New York because everyone's like, oh, you're from the city. And she said she lived in Upper East Side. I really doubt she lived in Upper East Side because it didn't look like she lived in Upper East Side. Just even like, not even, like the unit, like the apartment was really small. I'm not saying every apartment in Upper East Side is big, but even like the streets, not that I've been to New York, but like... I have a fair idea of what.
We've watched Gossip Girl.
Yeah, exactly. When I think about Gossip Girl, I'm like, So I don't think they filmed in New York. No, why would they?
They didn't film in New York.
Oh, okay, yeah, perfect.
It's a Hallmark movie.
So then they weren't hoping that people would be like, I don't know what they were. What were they hoping? I just was confused by the location.
I mean, I'm assuming the hospital, like, there isn't just, like, one hospital per city here in Australia. There's multiple local hospitals. So I'm assuming that was what was happening. Or she's gone to a local hospital outside of New York and she's had to drive back to the city. I don't know. We weren't dull.
I mean, who cares? really.
She doesn't celebrate Christmas. That's the only... I feel that's like that's for her, that's the only... Hallmark trope we have in this movie.
Yeah, I can't think of any. It wasn't like, I think like that was the only trope. She wasn't, I don't, it wasn't like a, not her, just in general. I find Hallmark movies were like quite hysterical and dramatic and very like overreactive. Mm. And this one wasn't that.
No.
But no, she doesn't do Christmas.
She's very level-headed. Maybe like that level-headed. Was a very level-headed, but to a fault in terms of like, but I could work on Christmas.
Yeah.
And obviously we find out later she is trying to avoid dealing with her trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, PTSD.
But something that's kind of interesting in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I was really surprised by the overall story and just where it went.
Mm.
I think I was, one, surprised by the... the what's it when you have a job occupation? wow!
I thought there was gonna be like when you have a job that blah 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 blah. But no, just a job in general.
When you know that type of job, like I don't feel like we've really seen doctor before.
A full like top tier professional.
Yeah, it's always like a marketing person or someone needs to build an app before Christmas Eve or someone's an interior designer or a bakery.
We've seen a lot of male vets, but we don't see a lot of women in.
Yeah, I think that was profession. The thing. It was a female character that, you know, she had that job.
Yes.
And then she was a strong person and she was level-headed. Yeah. But also everyone else was level-headed as well.
Mm.
Yeah,
I agree. And everyone was very nice.
Yeah.
I guess... I did message you halfway through being like, I'm only 45 minutes in. It was very slow. Don't get us wrong. It was incredibly slow. But there wasn't anyone who was mean. There wasn't anyone sabotaging.
No.
Everyone was very nice. There were a lot of awkward moments in this film that I'm like, why would you film that?
It's on purpose?
When she's walking down the street with the receptionist. I'm walking, guys. That's what I do. I'm walking with my arms. When she's walking down the street with the receptionist and they stop outside the diner and the receptionist's like, ooh, look who's also in the diner. It's Luke and his daughter. And they're just awkwardly standing at the window and everyone's waving. I was like, this is a little strange, but it is like, there are these cartoony moments throughout it that I didn't hate.
That assistant was, the most animated person.
Yes.
I wrote one line. She said, I'm prying. It's what I do. You'll get used to it. I don't want to get used to it. I don't want you to pry. You don't know me. Aww. You don't need to pry on my life.
Yeah.
That was weird. She was nice, but, like, calm down.
She was nice. Dr. Ray, who is the doctor who works at this practice generally, is taking time off. We don't find out why, I don't think, until we see him later on. And he's obviously had the surgery in the arm. Yeah. But the receptionist says to him straight up, oh, make sure, because he's picking doctors from, like a relief teacher, for a relief doctoring. And she's like, make sure you pick someone I can bus around. And he's like, wouldn't have thought anything else. And I'm like, what is this dynamic?
Girl, know your place in this workspace.
But then she's so nice. Like, that's the first thing that comes out of her mouth. And then she doesn't bus her around at all.
No.
She makes sure that she gets her a Dr. Zoe coat with her name embroidered on it. And it's just like, everyone's very lovely and wholesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't love the cowbell as a reception bell.
Wow, we're really nitpicking. Do you know what? I don't have many notes. Not a lot of detail in my notes. You've really picked up on these things.
I don't have a lot of notes either. To be fair, I probably wasn't concentrating as much as I should have, because although it was a very nice movie, I wasn't very engaged in it. But she has a cowbell, and she rings the cowbell, and Luke hits his head on the desk and stands back up because he's been underneath, because he's been fixing the computers at the reception.
Yeah, right.
And that means that you have to be under the desk.
Yeah, that's how computers work.
Unplug it from the wall and plug it back in again, and magic happens.
Yeah.
He says... It's really cute. Like, it's a very normal meet cute.
That's what I wrote. Normal.
Yeah, it's a very normal meet cute.
Wow. And normal's not necessarily a good word, because it's kind of boring.
Yeah, but, like, I think there was... she rings the bell, he hits the head, she jokes, there's this banter back and forth between them about having to get his head examined, and he's like, what are you trying to say about me? It was all very... normal. And then there's this moment that they like both look back at each other separately, and it's like, is this meant to be love at first sight?
Yeah.
Which very, very normal. I don't know. Because I think then we go, when Zoe goes to her Airbnb, her homestay.
She's been set up with accommodation.
Yeah. It ends up being his mother's house. Yeah. And I don't know whether the look back of what I pictured as lovers at first sight was actually like, I'll be seeing you later.
No, I think it was like, you're good looking. You're nice.
You're a doctor.
Yeah. I don't think it was, you're going to come and interrupt me again later.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it was.
No.
The
next thing I have was her getting to this house. And she just knocks on the door, doesn't wait for an answer, and just walks straight in.
But also, he's fixing, like, the sink or something. Mm. You can hear still.
And you're expecting someone.
Yeah. You know someone's going to be there.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
But then they wouldn't have the moment where he hits his head again. And then...
Wow.
Again, he has to... What? Did I write the line down? No. He talks about, again, how we got to stop meeting like this. Or, have you got a concussion? Like, it's a reflection back of the scene we literally just saw.
Banter, but, like, nice flirtation. Yeah. Flirtation.
Yeah. I don't really have anything. I wrote, a woman who knows tools! Because Luke kind of has this, like, oh, you helped me with this thing, and I didn't even know what that tool was called. Wow, you're amazing.
Oh, wow. So this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to go to Bunnings and study. I was in Bunnings yesterday. Were you?
Yeah, I had a shopping cart. I was walking down the aisle. It was a great time.
Did you see anyone?
No one fell across the trolley trying to help me.
Oh boy.
But it's okay.
What are you meant to do?
No, strong independent women. It's
but like, you go to Bunnings for a reason.
Yeah, maybe we have to go on the weekend though.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. All right, we'll do that.
The receptionist immediately is trying to set her up with Luke.
Yeah, calm down. Like, why? Why? Do you know what I can't stand with stuff like that? It's like, well, how do you know they're compatible? Just because they're both single?
Yeah, that is literally it in all of these movies.
And, true. Yeah. In every movie.
It's wild.
It is wild, isn't it? Is she in a relationship?
I don't know. We never find out.
Sort yourself out.
It's fine for me, though. It's not fine for you. It's kind of the air we get whenever someone's trying to set somebody up in these movies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that Luke's wife walked out on him.
Yes.
And now that his daughter's in college, mm-hmm. he should be happy.
Which is fair.
Which I'm also like, how do you know he's not happy?
That's also fair.
He is in charge of his own life and his own choices. And if he comes into being like to you and says, oh, I couldn't ask this person on a date and I really wanted to ask this person on a date, then maybe step in.
I think that comes back to, like, we've talked about it multiple times. Hallmark tend to do this where they're like, you can't be happy unless you're in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, you are not happy.
Mm.
It's an ongoing theme.
And, like, look, we're watching romantic comedies.
Yeah, 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 whatever.
They have to end up together.
But why can't it be, like, a romantic comedy where you find the love in yourself for yourself?
Put it on the list of movies we're writing ourselves. look, I don't know. I mean, there are some movies that are doing that at the moment, so maybe Hallmark will follow. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? We then meet his daughter.
Yeah,
who comes back from college. She's over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have a good relationship. She doesn't want to be a computer engineer, but she hasn't told her dad yet. Yeah. So she's dodging all the questions about interning for him over the summer, which mm-hmm. I'm also like, ugh, I don't get interning. But I guess if you're working for free, you might as well be working for free for your dad, you know?
Yeah, but also, like, it's what else are you going to do? Mm. And if you can't get an internship anywhere else, wouldn't you want to have the experience on your resume and just be like, oh, I worked at this company. Yeah. That's better than just being like, no, I didn't feel like it.
No.
So, I don't know.
I know. And then after we meet the daughter, we meet an array of, like, patients. All from hypochondriacs to mystery illnesses.
Which turns out to be, what was it?
Nickel poisoning.
Nickel poisoning.
And, which I actually Googled because I was like, is this a real
That's
thing?
What I thought, but I didn't Google.
I'm like, it seems legit. But it says a severe form of nickel allergy, which can happen from stainless steel, is what it said on Google, called systemic nickel allergy syndrome can also cause headaches, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Is that what she called it in the movie?
No, she said it was that she had a reaction to the nickel, and I was like, I put nickel poisoning into Google, and that is what came up. Because at first, all the symptoms for that were not any of the symptoms that the character was feeling, and then I finally found that I was like, oh no, she had fatigue and like all that kind of stuff, which is legit. Like, good job, good researching.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah, you did something. What's called it?
Oh, okay. So towards the middle of the movie, because when Dr. Ray first found Dr. Zoe on the profile, he had this moment, and it was a bit weird, where he's like, and then like contemplating and like, do what you know. And then she came in and was like, oh, I thought Dr. Ray knew Dr. Zoe, but he obviously didn't because she had to introduce herself and all this kind of stuff. And then as the movie goes on and the flashbacks keep happening.
Oh, you called it early.
And he said to his wife said, oh, she's really special.
Special. And he looked at her.
And he looked at her and he's like, you have no idea. I said, call. I was like, they're his parents. They're this. Because, we got to tell you. So in the flashbacks, Dr. Zoe has a flashback every time she sees a chess piece. Yeah. because she used to play chess with a patient when she was an army doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Who passed away, we're assuming. Well, never is really
well, we said are told, until the end. Yeah, at the end. Yeah.
And she obviously has a lot. She's very close with this patient. They have a lot. They have a chat. They have lots of chats about stuff. And so when Dr. Ray turned to his wife and was like, you have no idea how special she is. Like, let me tell you. I was like, that's his son.
I think I fast forward. I saw him look at her and went, that's weird. Didn't even click for me, and then I didn't hear that line, so I didn't put two and two together until at the end when he says there was like another reason why I chose you or asked you, and then when he told her,
and
that
was so nice. And like,
I cried. Oh, good.
We have emotions, guys. It's crazy. So when I wrote called it is they have this presentation of the award.
The award that and the photo, Dr. Ray wins.
Yeah, as the like town hero award, which I'm like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And a picture of him and his son, who was the guy in this flashback.
Did she not?
She didn't see it because at the same time, one of the young, like child patient that came in with a candy cane. So she bent down to talk to her. And I bent down and talked to her. I just realized I turned away from the microphone then to talk to her and missed the photo. And when she stood back up, the photo had gone.
Yeah, so I missed that part because I think I fast-forwarded it. I was like, okay, presentation, blah, blah, blah.
So that was nice. And it, like, in the end, so when he comes to her and is like, there's a reason why I asked you to come to Willowbrook, and he just starts crying. And I just like, it was really nice.
I was wondering at the start, because I definitely didn't piece it together. And I did notice at the start when he was choosing names, I was like, wow, you chose someone really quickly based off their name, a small profile picture, and like the bare minimum of information.
And an ER doctor.
Yeah. And an ER doctor, which is not what you want for a private
general practice.
Yeah.
But he's like, but that's who I want. Yeah, so I wrote, called it when the photo came up.
Stunning.
And then, but I also wrote, like, the dad acknowledging his trauma and, like,
yeah,
the fact that she has obviously been sitting in this world for a really long time, and he hands her a letter first to be like, I sent this to the base, but it came back, you had already moved on. Mm-hmm. So she got to read the letter that they sent her, just saying, thank you so much for the time that you spent with our son. It meant a lot. And then he said it out loud, and it's just, it's a really nice moment.
It was a nice moment. I really liked that.
Yeah, that was good. I think I've rated, now that we're talking about it, I've rated this movie too harshly.
I rated it better than you.
Yeah.
I
had to laugh because she's cooking. So she doesn't cook throughout the whole movie. She's always takeaway. She doesn't spend Christmas with her family, so she doesn't do any of the holiday dinner preparation, anything. And she takes a bean casserole out of the oven, and then she puts what looks like exactly the same dish of bean casserole back in the oven. And I was like, what is happening? But then they zoom out to a wide shot, and there's like three dishes of bean casserole. Yeah.
And the nickel poisoning gal is like helping her, like teaching her. So she does a lot of house calls to like figure out what this girl has, and she eventually figures it out. But in the meantime, while she's figuring it out, they have like lots of little catch ups.
Yeah, and so she's starting to feel more like she can settle down.
Yeah.
But she gets a call to be like, can you work here? And she goes.
Like 2 days after Christmas or something.
Because she doesn't stay put. That's the thing, is that her whole thing is that I just keep moving. And even though she's kind of seeing Luke, and even though she's really liking the town, I was reading my notes.
Right, did you know I was reading that one?
Because of your face.
I didn't mean to read ahead, but that one, that makes me laugh.
Anyway, then she just, she has this moment of realization that she does want to stay. She does like Luke.
Yes.
And then my two favorite lines here is they have a little kiss on the porch.
Yeah, cute.
And
this is the end of movie.
No,
kiss.
There was a mid movie.
There was a
mid
movie kiss. Yes,
there was a mid movie kiss. This is the end of movie. Kiss.
End of movie kiss. Done.
And he hits his head again, I think.
Oh,
and
he's what like, a klutz.
No bodily injuries this time. And Dr. Zoe says, maybe I should check. And I was like, things are getting saucy. Oof. And then he says, it's like you just stopped my heart. And she's like, it's okay, I can restart it for you. And then end of movie kiss. And I was like, there it is. The dialogue we've been waiting for.
Yeah, like they literally just saved it to the very end. Boring, 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 boring. Hallmark.
But it was a really speedy ending, like for the slowness of the movie leading
they're
up
like,
to it.
All right, cut,
bam,
cut,
bam,
cut,
bam,
no,
bam,
no,
bam,
no,
bam.
No.
And then she ends the movie with my least favorite line ever of the whole thing, which is the, this is the note that I had read before, and it's day one of forever. And I just went,
yeah, yeah, it's revolting. Out of all the things that repeat in this movie, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
But I also think her saying hello to Santa most of the time was bad. She'd be like, good morning, Santa. If I saw Santa walking, I avoid Santa.
Yeah.
As an adult, I'm like, no, you're actually a stranger. Like, you're a weirdo in a suit who, like, lets children sit on his lap. Well, not anymore, really.
I don't have kids. I haven't taken
they're usually, like,
Santa
on, like,
a while. Oh,
on
a little seat.
On a seat.
Yeah,
with parents. So, but you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Can I just say one of my favorite looks?
Yes.
She's hosting a Christmas Eve party. So sorry to backtrack, because then we can stop talking about this movie. She wore this red dress.
Yes.
She looked amazing. Yeah. That was the best, like, Hallmark outfit I've ever seen.
She is stunning. And that's... like, in general.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah. And then just everything, the hair, the makeup, the dress. She had, like, amazingly toned arms. I think, like, the last time I felt like, ooh, nice outfit was Jamie King.
Yes.
Which is the very first episode. The very first episode.
We're up to episode 14.
Yeah, since then, been really, you know, the outfits haven't been popping. That one was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I'm never cutting bangs again because they will never look as good on me as they did on her.
Yeah, they looked, they looked good on her. They did. Yeah.
Anyway. That's all my notes. How many Christmas trees were in this movie?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 32. There was a room. It might have been the doctor's surgery where there was like a bay window kind of situation. There were 5 little trees. But again, there could be more. It's hard to tell whether you counted these trees or not. But 32. So that's all right. All right.
3 things that you liked.
We just have 3. I actually have 3.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed. There are no children in this movie. There were.
Yeah, but they were okay.
All right, you go first because I'm actually stunned. You have
so first one is, I've already said it, is like she looks great. Yes. She looks great in general, and just like her outfits were really nice, but that red dress was spectacular for me. And I liked the kind of plot twist.
Oh, that's what I've got. Yeah, online.
I think that was like a really nice moment, and like their acting was really
genuinely good.
Yeah. So I like that moment between Dr. Ray and Dr. Zoe.
Yeah, that's my second on my list.
And I've already said this. It felt like a movie with substance.
Yeah.
Like there was just.
I think because the lead had substance.
She had substance. Her story was interesting in a way as well, without it being too tropey. And there was just a lot to her, I think. And I liked that. Yeah. So they're my 3 things.
Amazing. The only 2 that I don't have was everyone's just really nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone knew who she was. They're like, hello, Dr. Zoe.
Like, Dr. Ray had done the legwork.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously you find out why, because he's ready. And he wanted a partner in his practice, and he wanted it to be her. Like, there were lots of things that, it was just so nice. And like, it is a big deal if you think about the situation that they are in, I guess this fictional situation does happen in real life. Yeah. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Stunned.
And then I put the slight cartoony nature of it all, like the sets and everything, like all of the signage was very, this is signage that has been made for this movie. Like, but I kind of liked it.
It worked. Yeah.
And maybe because the storyline and the acting and everything kind of, were more substance driven.
Yeah.
It was fun to have that Christmas quirkiness in more of the set design rather than in the character. Which I did originally rate this as a 4. I have changed it because we've talked about it, and I'm like, you know what? This was probably really a me problem. I was tired. It had been a long day.
Yeah.
I didn't give it a chance, but now that we've talked about it.
But that's happened to us before when we've talked about it and changed.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So I've rated it a 5 out of 10. I wouldn't watch it again.
No, I wouldn't watch it again. Is
my thing. Yeah, like, but I would recommend it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Maybe even a 6. Do I want to rate it a 6?
No,
a 5.
I was tossing up between 5 and 5.5. I went 5.5. Again, I wouldn't watch it again. It was very slow.
Yeah.
And just a bit like, a bit boring. But there were some really nice moments. The acting was pretty good. The story, this is the first time do you know what's really weird?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's unfortunately, it's because it was so slow and a bit boring. That's what's brought it down.
Yeah,
this is the first time I've confidently been able to give 3 things I liked in a long time. Yes. And I've rated those other movies a lot higher.
Yes.
But it really was. Oh, now I don't know. I
think there was just no. The problem is there was no real. There was nothing really driving the story forward other than all very nice things, which is not a bad. It's not a bad thing. It's just. It didn't feel like it was propelling anywhere. Yeah. It just kind of felt monotonal the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's honestly the only, if it had been more punchy or, just cut out the unnecessary. We don't need to see every patient in the clinic. You know,
we don't.
That's not why we're here. When the story is mostly about the Dr. A, Dr. Zoe relationship, yeah. we can probably get rid of all of the, like, hypochondriac small children. Like, get yeah. rid of all that stuff. And I probably would have rated it a lot higher.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Great!
Stunning.
Stunning! Oh my goodness, guys. There's one more week in our Christmas yes. in July.
And
episode.
That one will definitely be falling for Christmas with Ooh. Lindsay Lohan and Cordova Street.
We know this because we're about to record it right yeah, now. We are. Now, if you would like to tell us how you feel about this movie, if you would like to tell us anything about, like, what you would like us to watch, you're loving our socials, whatever it is, you can hit us up on Instagram yes. and TikTok. I keep mm-hmm. going to say Twitter, but Twitter is not it.
No, it's not.
Instagram and TikTok yep. at HallmarkedPod.
Mm-hmm.
You can send us an email at HallmarkedPod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. We'll be yep. waiting for your yes. responses.
Tell all your friends and family, too. Please. We have a Hallmark cruise that we need to get on next year. So I'm not even joking. Like, usually I joke.
Yeah, at no, the end, this is but this quite is, serious.
Well, not really. But, like, I often when I joke, I'm being very serious about my plugs. This one, we want to get on a Hallmark Christmas-themed cruise next November for yeah, free,
and
obviously.
And there's Hallmark actors on there.
Yeah, we want to, like, let's make this happen, people. Help us get there.
She's doing the mash. Oh, no, the full hand jive, actually. Which we can record her doing on the Hallmark cruise.
I'll request it.
Nice.
And then whatever that hand jive is.
That's it. You were in Greece. How do you know?
What's this?
I don't know. What
oh,
is that?
I said hey. I swapped halfway through. Sorry, the ketchup. That's ketchup. Or the ketchup song.
Guys. Not only have we done so much physical activity on this podcast, which you listen to through your ear holes and not through your eyeballs.
Yeah. I mean, you should watch it through your eyeballs on YouTube. But it's fine.
We just probably revealed how old we are by giving a ketchup reference.
That's true. That's true. Oh, no. How pathetic.
Nah, we had it on TikTok. We're fine.
Yeah, yeah. It was on one of those, like, cute, like, throwback playlists on Spotify. We're like, ooh, I haven't heard these songs before.
Yeah. We definitely were there when they were released.
Yeah.
Anyway, team, we are going to pause this. We're going to start recording next week's episode. We can't wait for you to hear it because we can't wait to review Falling for Christmas.
Yay.
We'll see you soon.
See you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.